this morning. I have been led as well as instructed by the Lord, which I've talked about it in parts, but I'm about to do a series on grace. And we'll get it introduced this morning. I will, by the Spirit of God, gonna say some things, and through this series, and it's gonna bring clarity to your life, to you and your heart. There are so many different opinions, theories, man's opinion. You have doctrines of devils, religious ideas, and a lot of tradition that people practice, and they do it religiously. But I am one that, if you're doing something and if it's not getting results, why do you keep doing it? I believe the Word of God is truth from cover to cover. Amen. I believe that everything God said is true. In there He said is true. Although there are some things in there that is not true. And what I mean by that, what Satan said in the Word, what God said about Satan is true, but what Satan said is a lie. But as far as the Word of God is true about telling the truth about Satan lying. You understand? Therefore, that's why it behooves us to make sure that we search the Scripture, that we are taught the Word of God, that we learn who we are, and then build our lives on that and grow up in that. What the Word of God says, not trying to build our lives around theories of people's opinion of men and the philosophy of men's and all those things and ideas that people come up with and old wise sayings and stuff that we say and do. You know, like, I don't know what in the world they come up with. I don't know why they even came to me. I think it's on New Year's Day. I just heard about it. You're not supposed to sweep somebody's feet and all that. Boy. And we practice that crazy stuff. And we wonder why our lives are so screwed up in some areas. Yeah, we wonder why we so, why stuff, because see, what we have to do is learn what God said and do what the Word said. And get rid of that stuff, because it's just a lot of garbage in our lives that's taking up space and calling us to do foolish things. And we ought to be doing the will of God. When we all be walking in peace and we all torn apart and messed up in some areas of our lives, and we tried, and then you have to put on the front, and when you get around people, you think they are walking kind of right, and you have to put on the front. And as soon as they gone, you back to where you used to be. And that's foolish. I mean, I might as well be what I am standing before you and in the privacy of my bedroom. Amen. I mean, God see it. Hello, somebody. Amen. So I'm going to do a series on grace, and I will encourage you. I'm doing a series on light. We are children of the light on Wednesday night, which will be Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday. And that's something that the Lord will say that we need to hear and meditate on it, because see, meditation is the way you get the Word in your spirit. Meditate, mutter, speak under your breath. go over and over and over and over till that word is painted on your conscience, the conscience of your heart, your spirit. Your mind is renewed with that word, that your thinking line up with what the word says, that your heart and your mind is not disagreeing, but they're in agreement, and that your mind is submitted to your spirit. Your spirit is full of the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And knowing that the Holy Spirit is living in your spirit. And then learn how to communicate with Him on in everything. And that's why the Bible calls Him, Jesus said, He is the Spirit of truth. You know why? Because He will only tell the truth. He'll never lie to you. He'll never say anything that the Father didn't say. And he will do his part. He will lead you, guide you, teach you, and show you things to come. Amen. So I want to read. This is what the Lord said to do. I thought it wasn't necessary, but when the Lord say do something, you know what it doesn't matter what I think. It's a matter of me being obedient to what He said. And what I'm going to do, praise God, thank God for the children, amen, don't you like that? And all of you, it's just good to be free. And you know, we when we get to the word and get to the things of God, you find some people will be so wild out in the public. And it's all right to be, you know, be free. But when you get to the things of God, we're just like some people like a prune. It's dried up, no juice in them. And we don't need to be afraid of the things of God. And we need to be free to lift our hands. And some people so, you know, that, you know, you put a gun on them, they probably did. But anyway, I want to talk about grace. Oh, my God, grace, grace. And you heard so much about grace. You heard many people preach on it. And some I've heard some that will present the grace of God, making you think you can do anything. But grace is not there for you to do anything. Grace is there for you to do everything that God graced you to do. Amen. Grace is there to help you to do. So listen, let's get started. God's grace. And we'll look at a definition that I took from the dictionary. Then we'll make mention of one that we are so familiar with. And then I'm going to give you one that the Lord gave me. And I believe it just helped me to understand grace. God's grace. Ephesians, let's do our opening scripture. I was intending to get all these scriptures anyway, y'all just have to follow me best you can. Ephesians 2 and 8. You're familiar with that scripture. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9. Listen to these scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2. This is where we get started. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Let's give our children now for the words of encouragement. Let's just give them just a hand of appreciation. We don't really necessarily applaud the scripture, but we just want to encourage them. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for our children learning about faith. And that's what they need to do. Because every believer should know how to live by faith and how to live by the word of God. What better time to start when you come out of the womb? Amen. That's the best time to start with your children. It'll save them a lot of stuff. Save them a lot of sorrow and pain.